Bob, two questions.
Okay.
How did you hear the news, and how did you react to the assassination of President Kennedy?
I know exactly where I was. I guess everybody remembers exactly where they were. We were just married. My wife and I were married in January 63, and this, of course, November of 63.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just had our son Rob, our first son. He was born November 4th. So this was like 18 days later.
Right.
And I was in the apartment Jenny and I lived in, and we had Rob. And the news came over the radio. And I was doing a show with Dinah Shore. And so we were dark that night. And we did a show Saturday. We were supposed to do a show Saturday. And we were going to cancel because of the terrible news. Because as you remember, then Jack Ruby shot, Oswald. And every day it was just something terrible. And everyone was worried. Is this the Russians behind this? Are they going to try to kill? Is this to start, World War III? And everybody was uptight.
Yeah.
So now it came down to Sunday. And Sammy Lewis, who was booking this theater in the round, he said, listen, I'm just getting killed at the box office. We've been dark for 2 days. He said, would you and Dinah do a show tonight? And I said, well, if Dinah's willing to do a show, I'll do a show. And it was one of the best shows I've ever, not that I personally did. The audience was incredible. It taught me something about tragedy that, they just had to get away from that awful news. They just needed two and a half hours away from, that told me what comedy does. It helps you get through those terrible moments in life and just get through it, and then you can deal with it, And I'll never forget, it was one of the greatest audiences I ever played to in my life because they just had to get away from that terrible news.
Yes. Wow, fascinating story. The second half of the question is, same question for 9/11.
9/11, yeah, we're in the house we're in now, here in Bel Air, and the phone kept ringing. As a nightclub performer, I always stay up till like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I sleep in late. So the phone kept ringing, and I thought maybe it was a solicitor or something like that,
right,
trying to sell something. So finally, after it rang three times, I picked it up, and it was my son. He said, Dad, turn on the television. You can't believe what's going on. Two planes just flew into the World Trade Center. And so immediately, Jenny and I, we turned on the television, and there it was. I think one had flown in, and then we saw the second one flying, and then everyone knew it was planned.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing those memories with me.
Sure.
We're talking with Bob Newhart, coming to the Widener Center Saturday, November 23rd. That's this Saturday at 7:30. Bob, you talk about being live on in a nightclub. Is that anything like the two times that you hosted Saturday Night Live?
Well, Saturday Night Live, as a matter of fact, you did the second time I hosted it. Chris Farley and David Spade, they did a takeoff on Hi Bob. Every time they got to him, they were playing Hi Bob. So people get upset because they say, the host, they're reading. You can tell he's reading in the prompter. Well, you have to, because they probably give you 30 sketches when you go in on Monday.
Yeah.
And then they cut it down to maybe 20 and then 15 and then 10. And they'll cut a sketch on air. They'll say, we're not doing that, And
gee.
So that's, you're forced to there's no way to learn all the 30 sketches. So
no.
But I loved it. It was just great. And I was on with, I had a thing happen. My wife and I went to a Cub ball game. I can say Cubs, right?
Yes, we don't have a
professional. I can't say Bears, but I can say Cubs.
Yes, yeah. Bears, not so good. Cubs,
well,
no problem.
What do you got? The Brewers.
Well, Brewers are about hour and a half away, so
okay.
You're safe.
Okay. So I'm at the ballpark. And we're watching, and these kids run up, and I sign autographs between innings. So I'm going in to do the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and right in the next studio at NBC is the Richard Pryor Show.
Okay.
And on the door it says John Belushi. You know, so I'm in my room getting ready, and knock at the door. In comes John Belushi. He said, "Hi, Bob. I'm John Belushi." I said, "Yes, I know who you are, John. I loved your work on Saturday Night Live." He said, "You remember when you and your wife were at a baseball game at Wrigley Field?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And he said, "You signed a bunch of autographs for kids?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I was one of those kids."
Wow. Wow, cool. Wow, what goes around comes around. That's so cool, Bob. Jeez. That's a Chicago fan being nice. We're not used to that, hearing about that in Green Bay. I'm teasing, of course. Bob, you've been such a gentleman. I've taken way too much of your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I enjoyed it, Dan. Thank you.
Bob Newhart, again, Saturday night, this Saturday night, 7:30 at the Widener Center. Tickets still available, and we will see you there. 103.1 WOGB.